Disneyland Brawl Witness Who Tried to Stop Fight, I Would Do It Again. By Amy Furr on July 9, 2019. A man who witnessed the violent Disneyland brawl between family members on Saturday in Anaheim, California has come forward with more details of the fight. Jason Blair, a football coach at Hanks High School in El Paso, Texas, said that before the initial confrontation, the man in red had been choked out by another guest at the theme park. When the man regained consciousness, he kept asking, "Who choked me out?" Blair told reporters. He said that the man wanted to fight the person who had made him pass out, and that was why the altercation began. The Texas football coach who was on vacation with his family at the theme park was among those who bravely stepped in to stop the confrontation. He said he told the man in the red shirt to back off before he was subdued on the ground. Blair also said he wondered why others stood around watching and recording the incident on their phones. "I didn't understand why people were recording and not helping," he commented. "Without a doubt I would do it again," Blair said. "When something is not right, you have to jump in." The brawl began on Saturday when a woman in a white tank top spit in the face of the man in red. He then proceeded to hit her in the face repeatedly, escalating the situation. In the video, bystanders are heard shouting, "Stop it! Stop it!" as the fight continues. Three children who were nearby are also seen crying throughout the entire video. At one point, the man in red tells the others, "I'm ready to go to jail tonight," as a man in a baseball cap tries to calm him down. Reports state that once security arrived, the individuals were interviewed and eventually escorted from the park. Liz Yeager, a spokeswoman for the Disneyland Resort, later told reporters, "Any type of violence is inexcusable and will not be tolerated.